Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Aquarian Mind podcast. Today's podcast, episode number 58. I'm your host, Jamel Crothers. It's Mondays with Mello, and today I'm talking about being an entrepreneur. It's hard, very hard. And a quote before I start, being an entrepreneur is neither a part-time or full-time job. It's a lifestyle. And yes, it is, because I can attest to that after all these years of doing all of this great work that I've been doing. So, let's get started. One of my favorite people to follow, read on, and watch his videos is Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, either like him or you don't. There's really nothing in between. He's blunt, he's honest, and he pretty much curses every few sentences to get his point across, but that's just who he is. Now, I watch some of his YouTube videos over and over again just to remind myself of the process that I'm actually going through right now. Now, while he's in the business of sports, media, marketing, along with being an author himself, we share one big thing in common. We're both entrepreneurs. Now, being an entrepreneur is hard, very hard, and for many, many, many reasons. Now, there's this false sense of reality that it's yachts, parties, pretty girls, champagne, and, well, living your best life. But the reality is it's nowhere near that. It's work. A lot of work. And it's every single day. Now, most people want to be entrepreneurs and, you know, run their own businesses and do whatever they want as far as their work hours. You don't get breaks. There's always something that has to be done and within a short time frame. And given the fact that I'm an author, writer, blogger, and hopeful screenwriter down the road, people assume that I can just write whenever I want and post content whenever I want. And while that holds true, there's also the laziness factor that kicks in when you don't write consistently. And even though I write at my own pace and I don't force the issue, because most of my books are already written in my head, I do make sure that I am consistently writing and challenging myself to the fullest potential that I can be. It's not because I have to, but because I want to. Every single day. There aren't many breaks for me, to be brutally honest. And when I sit here and I tell you that I write consistently, I really do. Now, I'll write books for a certain amount of time, you know, for a few months. Probably 3 to 4 months at a time, give or take. And then I'll take my breaks and I'll kind of focus on other things, whether it's recording these podcasts or focusing on YouTube content or focusing on other aspects of my journey. But even when I'm not writing books, I'm writing blogs. So see, I'm still writing something. I'm always keeping my mind fresh. I'm reading news articles or, you know, trying to find new content to create something. Sometimes I get a blog idea off of just looking at, you know, entrepreneurs' video, YouTube video, or looking at, you know, what, you know, someone else has posted as far as content, and their content will correlate to what I'm doing in my life, and I'll utilize, you know, what they've done and decide, well, I can kind of swing it and kind of talk about it from my perspective. Because guess what? Life is about stories, right? That's pretty much what life consists of all of the time. There's always a story of someone or something, and that's what keeps things going. And that's what allows a lot of stories to be written, and that's what allows books to be written, and that's how blogs come along, and that's how video comes along. So, even though I work a full-time job, I still do YouTube videos, I post content on social media, I write my books along with editing and proofreading them. I'm also recording audiobooks, and I'm putting a time frame on when I want to complete things. The reason why I do this is it forces me to be diligent, it allows me to hone my craft, and it also keeps my mind stimulated daily. So I'm meticulously planning things on a regular basis. I'm constantly writing to-do lists weekly. So I stay consistent in what I'm doing, and it gives me a reason of why I'm doing it. Now, when I create my list, now I have a list that's a widget on my phone, and it's pretty much on the top of my left screen. So when I open it every day, I know that I have certain things that I need to do and I need to get that I need to take care of. So that is the most important aspect of all of this. Now, some weeks I have to invest time into certain things and, you know, some weeks I don't. I do have to budget myself. I have to plan release dates for books. Sometimes I have to rearrange the order and how I want to release my books. I have to plan marketing strategies. I have to get book reviews and do book exchanges sometimes and constantly stay afloat with what's going on the social media space. Now, it's very time consuming and it drains me mentally, physically, and emotionally. There are days I just don't want to go to work and I just want to sit home and do things at my own pace. But that's not how life works. Well, at least for now. Now, eventually I'll get to a place where I'm just focusing on writing pretty much for hours every single day instead of, well, just a few days a week. But while I love the grind of all of this, it's hard and it's challenging. And every day I put in the bare minimum of an hour into something, and some days I'm going at the process for 5 to 6 hours a day. So no, I don't work like Gary Vaynerchuk for 18 hours a day. That would burn me out. But he's dedicated to his game and his process, and I'm dedicated to mine too. Now just know that if you ever decide that you want to be an entrepreneur and control your own destiny, it's a lot of work, and every single thing will fall on you. You can enjoy the successes, but there will be failures, bad investments, time wasted on projects that you didn't need to do. Along the way, it's all a learning process, and you have to be ready for the grind. You have to be ready to be tired, drained, pissed off, angry, mad, happy, sad, depressed, stressed, gleeful, and every other emotion and feeling that you could possibly think of. But what I will say is just embrace the journey. Continually make goals and don't celebrate too much when you accomplish things. Also, don't share everything with the world. Not everyone wants to see you doing better than them. Trust me. I've had my share of, you know, situations and instances where people, you know, think that, you know, they're supporting you, but they're really not. They're just pretty much secretly feeling a certain way about you. It's all in energy and aura and things of that nature. And for me, I'm empathic. So the bad part is I can pretty much feel people's energies a lot of times. And sometimes I have to shift my energy with people based on things that they say, things that they do, whatever the case is. So being an entrepreneur is not easy at all. I am juggling a lot of things at one time. But the only thing is that I'm passionate about everything that I am doing. And I know that in the near future, when, you know, I slow down on writing my books, I know that I'm going to be shifting into some other things that I want to focus on. But I know that right now, it's not the right time for me to do the other things that I want to do. So for now, I know that I want to focus on making sure that I'm writing consistent content as far as my blogs, as far as my books, growing my podcast, and continually growing an audience. And I know that all of this falling on me becomes harder and harder every single day. And the more I take on, the harder it becomes. But you know what? I like hard. I like challenging. And I think this is probably the most mentally challenging aspect of my life right now. And I'm approaching 6 years of, you know, writing books. It will be February 2022. And I know that, you know, this journey is going to only get more challenging, but it's also going to be more fun. And I know that my goal is to write 60 books, and I have probably said this in other podcasts, but I know that I have 75 to 80 books in me, but I just want to get to 60 and then sit back and evaluate whether I want to continue with writing books, or am I going to slow down, or am I going to shift into the other things that I do want to focus on. So what I will tell you is to figure out what you love, do what you love, and figure out your passion. And if it's being an engineer, then be an engineer. If it's to be an electrician, then be an electrician. Whatever it is, do it. You want to be an entrepreneur, just know that it's not what social media is putting out there. It's not what all of these people are posting and all that stuff. A lot of being an entrepreneur is the life of Les Brown, Gary Vaynerchuk, Tony Robbins, Jim Quick, Eric Thomas, Randall Pitch. Like, these are people that I follow, Lisa Bilyeu, Tom Bilyeu. That is what being an entrepreneur is. It's nothing of what this yacht stuff and girls and partying. It's not that at all. That's a small piece of it. Even if you get into that life, you don't get to live that life like that every single day. That's just not reality. So get that out of your head. If that's what you want, it's not really going to be the case. I'm just going to tell you that right now. So with that said, that's my podcast for today. I thank you guys for listening. Please feel free to subscribe, because I am getting back to posting a little bit more. And trust me when I tell you, next year is going to be some really, really, really good content coming too. Trust me. With that said, be good, everyone, and go accomplish your goals.